When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show. It is Cleveland Star 102. At least it's an off day today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. They're back in Cleveland tomorrow night.
True. The Yankees just did what they should do. They won both games at home. That's it. There's no reason to freak out.
That's right. Still early.
Dropping a pop-up was a little nervous. The pitching, a little bit nervous. Mm. That type of thing. So, I don't know.
Back home tomorrow.
For, I hope, 3 games. Because it would be back-to-back games at home. There's actually, since the weather has turned, and it'll be like this for, let's see how we get. October, you have November.
Don't.
You have December.
You make it so depressing.
You have January. You have February. You have March. You have April. Part of May.
I feel like April starts to break it.
Okay.
Just
so
let's
6 months
April.
Of binge season.
It's terrible.
And there's actually some legit shows out there that I think we as a group have covered. So we will get to that. For the first time last night, I legitimately thought to myself, can I stop this game without a winner?
Stop dead guy in an envelope?
Yes. I thought about it for the first time. And I am pro dead guy in an envelope. I thought about it last night. I can't remember. I don't know if I dreamt about it or I just woke up thinking about it as I was prepping for the show. I thought to myself, A, can I stop the game without a winner? And B, what would I do after that? That's now running through my mind now that we're mid-October in this game.
That's pretty shocking, as you are the guy that loves this game every single day. And we've been going since January. A new guess every day and still no winner.
He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. What is your guess? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Go Guardians.
Go Guardians.
I think got me in a little bit of a mood was the first message we had was a DM to Facebook that said, go Yankees, LOL.
Oh.
And I don't think it was from a Yankees fan. I think they were just stirring the pot. That's what was going on.
They know how you get heated.
Yeah. And I'm also glad that we didn't bet a New York station about.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been a good idea. That would have been a bad
idea. I knew where to stop.
Let's take our win with Detroit.
Yes. We would love your guess for dead guy in an envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. What's your guess?
Yul Brynner?
It is not Yul Brynner.
Oh, do I wish it was, though.
Yeah.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. I think one thing that I'm never going to do again is what I did about 15 minutes ago.
Which was?
When I listed the months in a row. Yeah. Because binge season, you know, it's pumpkin season. It's Halloween season. You're going to be trick-or-treating soon. Kiddos dressing up. Adults maybe have parties, things like that. Like it's, you know, festive and you get into Thanksgiving. You get into, you know, the holiday season. Then after that, it's just cold. I mean, that's it.
It's sloppy and chilly and not sunny.
So, and then the way to for us, I think, collectively to get through it as Jen and Tim Show, as everybody that listens, is to just create its own season. Like, fall's fine, but if you have been season and it's kind of the collab of the not really outdoor seasons. I mean, they're here or there, but at least there's some shows for us to watch. So we'll get to that. And if you have a show, that's great. As I mentioned, we will get to the top binged shows or most watched shows of the week. And between the three of us, I think we've hit all three. We have at least 4 of the top 10, maybe more, but we'll get into that. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Go Guardians.
Oh, go Guardians.
Oh, by the way, are you watching any shows?
Not really. Virgin River. I'm waiting for that to come back out.
Oh, yeah. Isn't season 6 or 7? I thought one of those was going to drop soon.
Is that how many there are now of Virgin River?
Yeah. I think, in December that drops, season 6?
I'm not really sure.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it was it's December. It's definitely by the end of the year. Yeah, we have the top three shows we're going to get into streaming-wise. The most streamed TV shows and estimated minutes watched of the week. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. Welcome to binge season.
It's here.
Yeah, exactly.
You're allowed.
If you're on a show, you can certainly add to this. We would love that. It's that is the best. Because what do you do if you find a deal? You tell your friends. You find a grocery store that's new in town that you tell somebody about. It's great. You find something on Amazon. It's great. You find a show. You brag about it. That's what You're Watching Wednesday is all about. And it is certainly binge season.
I have we have to get to these shows. We'll do that. I just want you to know after that, I have a very binge specific question for you. It's kind of like the rules of binging. And I want to know what your opinion is on the rules of binging.
Okay, that's next. Yeah, absolutely.
That's next.
Okay.
But let's talk about the top three shows, because I think you mentioned it before. We have them covered here on the Jen and Tim show. So the top three most watched shows on Netflix right now: Monsters, The Lyle and Eric Menendez Story. I mean, you can't get away from this. It is being buzzed about everywhere on the internet. Friends are talking about it. Everybody is watching the show. And I feel so silly that I didn't realize it wasn't a documentary. It's an actual, like, reenactment or retelling of the story. Stevie had to tell me. You and Stevie told me that the other day.
Yeah, we finished that. Yeah, Ryan Murphy show. If you live through it or know about it, you certainly know the content. But yeah, it's not a documentary, although it is based on facts. And that's going to lead to, there's another movie out. They have the brothers talking, like, it's an entire thing. So that's kind of one of the, as you mentioned, those buzzed about shows if you're looking for one.
The other, and I would say this has been the most buzzed about show in a while as a new show. Nobody wants this. Season 1, it's number 2 on Netflix right now. This is that Kristen Bell show. And everybody is watching this. Even my parents are like, oh my gosh, Jenny, did you watch this show? It is so cute. You would love it. You have to watch it. I haven't watched it yet. It's next on my list.
I'm done with that one too.
And
boy, I've been busy. And it is fantastic. Anybody watching that one that does not like it, I don't even understand. Even Kristen Bell's husband said the chemistry between her.
Yeah, like, I saw that.
Is unbelievable that even got it. It's very well done. It's very well cast. I really enjoy it. It has already been renewed for season 2. So that is one that you can really get through. 10 episodes that you pretty much fly through. Very enjoyable to watch.
Number one show. And it just dropped last. I don't even think it's been a week since it's been out yet. Season 4 of Outer Banks. It's back. And if I had to guess, now I haven't watched any episodes yet, but if I had to guess, they are getting chased several times in each episode.
A lot of chasing. A lot of running. You brought that up on season 1.
Running away from someone.
A lot of chasing. Now it's a lot of swimming away from people. I'm not spoiler alert anything, but it's an entire thing.
It's a swim chase?
And they also dropped it in your favorite fashion, where I believe, and I should have looked ahead, but I believe it's 5 episodes this month. And then a nice 5 episodes on a November date that I don't have in front of me.
I hate that so much.
I think I'm 3 episodes through that. And if, once again, you love the show, you know, the cast is fantastic. Like, they just, it's a lot of the same stuff.
There is such a cheese factor to that show. Oh. And they are getting chased all the time. And I find myself rolling my eyes so many times watching that show. Yet I am completely hooked and always move on to the next episode because I really like it.
Of course. You like the characters. You like they do a good job with that. So
they do.
That really continues in this next season. So the ROB we're going to talk about next, the rules of binge.
Yeah, the rules of binge. Okay. Big question about this.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. We'll get to the ROB, the rules of binging. I want to bring in producer Stevie, though. Stevie, the number one show, the most streamed TV shows is number one, 1.3 billion minutes watched over the last 7 days is Love is Blind, season 7. You're watching that?
Yes, I am.
And?
It's so good.
Because it's not, I guess it's the case with every show. They're bad seasons and they're good seasons, right? Of basically every show. Love is Blind is certainly one of those. You watched last season. I didn't watch last season.
Popped in last season because Stevie raved about it. She said it was really good. And I was hooked from the beginning. There's like awkward moments. It's a really interesting concept. I would definitely watch this season again if Stevie tells me it's good.
Yeah,
you're saying it is.
Yeah, so far. I'm like 4 episodes in.
Okay.
Is there good drama? Like that Matt guy or whatever at the beginning of last one. You remember the guy that like everyone got mad at?
Yeah, it's not as intense, but it's building for sure.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they're
just not there yet.
I like that.
Maybe the character. Yeah. I still feel like, thank you, Stevie. I still feel like there is some Jen and Tim show play on the Cleveland Bachelorette, Love is Blind.
Where we hook up somebody.
Where we do, especially. So let's get through this season, right? The season of the pumpkins and, you know, family and everything else through Thanksgiving and the holiday season. I feel like if we can find somebody a Sweetie Nookums for Valentine's Day.
Do they have to call them that?
Well, Puddin' Pop. I mean, yeah, whatever your pet name is or just,
okay,
you know,
it could be the
John
Sweetie Nookums contest.
Alex. No. I mean, whoever.
I like Puddin' Pop.
Yeah, I just feel like there's if we can do that. Imagine if we did that.
That would be amazing.
You get two people together. It's a nice date night.
And then they end up somewhere. Getting married, and then we get invited to their wedding.
That's too soon. Because I did get two people together,
and I
wasn't invited to the wedding.
I know. I'm sorry.
Years ago, and it still ruffles the feathers, so you know.
I know.
Let's get to rules of binging. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show, Rules of Binging.
Here's my question for you. Do you have rules for yourself? They're kind of unspoken, but a specific time of day that you can and can't watch a show. Like, I can never watch TV during the day. I don't know what it is. I can't put the TV on. I don't know if I feel like lazy or I'm not being productive or I'm just too busy doing other stuff. I can only binge, like, after 8 or 9 o'clock at night. It doesn't feel right if I do it any earlier.
I agree with that.
Same.
I don't. During the day, if I have to take, and it's usually the case, if I have to take a power nap, I put on a show that I do not care about to put me to sleep. I don't watch it. I'm not watching it. It's not like I report on
it. It's just like
I don't care about it. It's just background noise. It could be like for example, I'm going through Freevee or something yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's like 2009 Antique Roadshow UK version.
Yeah.
On it. Out. I'm not into it, right? So that I'll do. But yeah, no. I can't do that either.
And I do the same when I'm doing my nails or if I'm folding laundry. I'll do like something I can loosely watch. Like that's when I watch The Kardashians. And I started watching The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. That is a whole nother discussion. That is some hardcore drama.
I love this. Normally, I'm the one going rogue. And you have the top three shows. I've watched and are watching the top three shows. And you pivot, which is fine.
My sister-in-law told me about it, and I was like, you know what? I don't know that I'm fully into it, so it'll be a painting my nails show, and I'm in.
Now you're in. That's
great.
I'm
in. I don't know about Whitney.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So good. We do have binging rules. It's a specific time of day. We'll have to get Stevie's answer on that, too. Let's talk about fall food. We need to get to a lot this week because the Boo buckets are out. The Munchkin buckets are out. And so much more. So what are you going to eat? Big week for Halloween treats. The Dunkin' Munchkins bucket and Halloween menu available beginning today. This includes the spider specialty donut, which is always so cute. The potion macchiato. And then, you know, the regular vanilla chocolate and Tim's favorite strawberry frosted donuts.
Yeah.
It is your favorite. They're adding a festive blend of chocolate and orange sprinkles to those. Plus, the McDonald's Boo Buckets came out yesterday, so you get a lot of fun fall treats you can get.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show.
Oh.
Well, we have talked about this for a while, and I guess technically our first signed selfie was dressed up as a inflated flamingo in the good old city of Script Parma, right?
You did a great job replacing that flamingo when it needed replaced temporarily.
So that was a lot of fun. By the way, that was also a blah day.
That was a terribly rainy day, and that was full on summer at that time.
It was. We just picked the wrong day.
Yeah,
we had a beautiful summer, and that was the day we picked.
I threw a gigantic umbrella in my car for today. Only one, though. We'll fit under it.
Yeah. So we love this. So we have mentioned this over and over again. Obviously, we're live and local show. You live in Westlake. I live in Menor. We do our best to cover Cleveland that's going on. Guardians are coming back in town. You've got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony of the stations that have already recorded their show or they're out of town. They're not talking about this. This is not what they're focusing on. This is what we focus on. And one of the things we focus on is the Star City of the Day. I understand it doesn't rotate equally, but we do our best.
Yes, it does.
Well, Menor's never mentioned, Westlake mentioned often. Outside of that,
that's
equal
false.
Rotation.
That's not true.
But we highlight it with Star Cities of the Day and really Next Level. And by the way, we love this because we get alerts all the time from you when there is a new sign in your city. We love to know about these things because they're cool looking. Those are the big signs that, you know, you can take selfies by or you visit. There's, you know, Cleveland has several of them and they look really great and it's a lot of fun. We're going to hit a few of those today.
Yes, we are. And we have a master list of a bunch of different signs, so we're trying to make the best route to make our time used most efficiently, right?
Yes. Yeah, driving from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., that
would be a lot.
Yeah, that would be aggressive. But we have figured out three different signs that we think we're doing this. After the show, three signs that are going to be easy to hit in a row, and we will let you know the times we're going to go with these sign selfies and exactly where, and we need to know exactly where two of them are at.
Please. We're not sure.
We are going to need some help next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. We're going to be out and about today with these sign selfies.
Okay, so here are the three signs we picked, and you said you know where one of them is specifically, right?
Correct. Oh, yeah.
So we have Willoughby, Wickliffe, and Eastlake. We're trying to plan a route so they're close enough together so we can stop by, take a photo, move on to the next sign.
Yeah, take a photo with us if you're looking for something to do today.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll probably start this, I would imagine, will be at the Willoughby sign around 10:30. That would be my guess, and maybe
sure.
Half-hour increments from then on out. I'm just guessing. Willoughby, you can't miss. I mean, it is downtown Willoughby. It is the sign that you can, like, legitimately walk under.
Is that the one with, like, the bridge
under
or whatever? Okay.
Yeah, it is beautiful. It is massive. It's on the corner of, what is that, Vine and the main, why can't I think of the main drag through downtown Willoughby? That, it's right there. I know exactly where that's at. I live in Menor. It's not very far from me.
So is Willoughby the furthest one away? That's why we're going there first.
Correct.
And then we're
going to
work our way back.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
All right, good.
So
you know where we're going. We're going to follow you there.
Start in Willoughby. Correct. Start in Willoughby about 10:30. So there we go. My question is, even though I live on the east side, I don't know exactly where these signs are at. And if you do, please let us know. Because, by the way, we got these ideas from you. We have an entire master list of signs and cities and not necessarily the locations of where the signs are at. But we get these ideas from you. That's what the Jen and Tim show is all about. And these are three cities that you mentioned. Willoughby, Wickliffe, Eastlake. I don't know where the Wickliffe and Eastlake signs are located.
Yeah, we're counting on you for that, so we need help.
Well, that's why I count on the best listeners ever.
Yeah, you're the east sider in the group, so we need your east side friends to call.
Yes, so where is the Wickliffe sign? Where is the Eastlake sign? Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show, joined by Kathleen. Hey, Kathleen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good. Do you like that we planned a sign selfie route and don't know where two of the three signs are located? Was that? That's clearly
that's
a Tim idea.
Because I ride past them every day.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
Okay, so the Eastlake sign is on Vine Street near the Captain's Field.
Oh, it is? I'm there all the time.
Yeah,
because you've got Biagio's, you have the Mexican restaurant that I can't pronounce, and the list goes on. So it's right over there?
Yeah, it's right over there somewhere. I can't tell you exactly where, but it's right there somewhere.
Okay, by Captain's Stadium. All right.
Perfect.
Classic Park, whatever it's called.
You know where that is, Tim,
yes,
right?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay,
right, off of 91, yeah.
Okay. What about Wickliffe?
And then the Wickliffe sign is on Euclid Avenue, like after you pass, like, 305.
Okay.
Ooh.
You'll see it right there. It's red.
Jen might want to visit a nice sweetberry while we're over that way.
What's sweetberry? What's that? I already love it. What is it? What is sweetberry?
I don't know. It sounds like a smoothie shop.
Tell me immediately. Why are you not answering?
You were the best. I'm just saying you would.
What is it?
It's a market.
A market of what? Berries?
Yes.
It's a market of berries?
The freshest fruit of life. Whatever you're looking for, from fruit to veggies to smokies to pasta salad to
like
subs that are massive that are only $6.99.
It's
like this hidden gem that's not hidden. Just saying.
Look, we have to take these photos quick because there's clearly a lot of stops I have to make.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Thank you. Thank you for your help on the signed selfie tour. We're going to go to Willoughby, Wycliffe, and Eastlake. Still have questions about Wycliffe and Eastlake. Willoughby, you can't miss it. I know right where that's at. I don't know who this is, but it's Wycliffe sign. At Star 102, good morning. Hello, how are you?
Good. This is Angela from Wycliffe.
There we go. Hi. Angela of Wycliffe. Well, then I would imagine you know right where that sign's at.
Yeah, tell us.
Exactly. I live right down the street. I don't know where that caller was taking you, but there's many signs by the freeways. The main sign is at City Hall on Route 84 near Bishop Road.
So that's the one we have to go to.
You got to go to that one. 90 is just down the street from there, so that could be your last stop, and then you can head home.
Okay.
You save the best for last.
Tim, I'm assuming that you know where this is. When
City Hall 84 Bishop, I do. I have not been there. I have not been to the sign, but okay. I know where that's at. Yeah, absolutely.
I live right down the street from the sign. I live right on 84, so it's there.
We'll be there around 11 o'clock if you're looking for something to do. Just saying, we're definitely going to do sign selfies.
I'm going to work. I'll be there.
Well, work really gets in the way. You sound a little stuffy to me. Maybe you leave a little early.
Maybe this morning. You're the first person I spoke to.
We love it. I know. I'm totally kidding.
I have a little request. Sweetberry is our secret. Please don't publicize it.
Did you see me? Wait. So if you know, you know. So when Jen asked me about it, did you hear me take about a 10-second pause before I would give any details?
Yeah, you got so weird.
Did you?
It's a secret. It's a madhouse there all the time. It's the best place, and it's amazing. The lines go through there, but they go fast. You can get anything you want in there. It's always excellent.
How do they get through those lines so fast? You have the smallest cart of life, so you can get through those aisles, and the line is like it's like 20 deep, and those ladies and gentlemen as well, but those ladies get you through the line so fast. I do not understand how.
Don't be afraid if you're down by the dairy section in line, it'll line through.
Yeah.
But just don't get in the deli line when you want to get in the checkout line.
Exactly. You'll be sitting there, you're in the wrong line. It's a whole thing. Yeah, but if we're going to get smokies or whatever, so thank you.
I need to go there. I'm sorry. I know I'm a West Sider, but I feel like I need to check it out.
You are not misled. We have the best listeners ever. I know you. I've known you for a long time. You would. That's a Gen 2 we stop. It's almost. So thank you. I think we have the route. If you want to DM us, because we have to get to, a Trump Tui about Eastlake specifically. And is there a sign? Speak Eastlakertonians, East Lakerites, East Lakalaka.
That's it.
Is there a sign, City Hall in the back behind 500 flags? But there's a gazebo back there. Is that where the sign's at? I need a rule. That's the one I'm still lost on. So thank you. DM us, Jen and Tim Show.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.